This is Molly. If you're just joining us, my best pal Max and I were recruited by Max's Aunt Murgatroyd to be part of a secret order of problem solvers. Since then, we've time traveled to ancient Egypt, Istanbul, and the International Space Station. We've solved problems with Pythagoras and Mark Twain. But now things have taken a crazy turn. First, we discovered a bunch of clues left by our enemy, the troublesome trolls. Then, we discovered our math teacher, Mr. Conklin, was also a troll. And then we uncovered a troll plot to uninvent ice cream. That might sound like a lot for a couple of middle schoolers to deal with, but hey, it's all part of the job when you're a problem solver. These are Mysteries About True Histories.
Max!
You're okay!
Yeah, now that I'm out of that musty phone booth time machine, what is it with time travelers and old school technology? A time machine should at least have a touchscreen.
What is Conklin up to? What does he want?
What did he want? The same thing he's wanted for weeks. A trade where he gives back ice cream and lays off soccer.
In exchange for?
Me ratting out all the problem solvers we've met.
Rat out the problem solvers? That was the deal you asked me about. Oh my, this is bigger than I thought. Max, the trolls targeted ice cream to get to you. If Conklin knew about all of our problem solvers in the field, he could take down our entire problem-solving organization.
But you didn't make the deal, right?
Of course not! That's why I zipped off to Seven Valleys, Pennsylvania, to help Jacob Fussell expand his ice cream making operation.
Jacob Fussell, the grandfather of American ice cream. Not a bad idea, nephew.
Why, thank you. I figured I'd have my ice cream and eat it too.
I wonder if it worked.
No need to wonder. We can find out now.
Max, wait.
Don't worry. I already calculated how long it would take to ride my bike to the grocery store while I was time traveling back. 7 minutes and 12 seconds.
That's quick.
Some troll time machines travel very slowly.
No, I meant his bike ride.
Care to show us your work?
What is this? A test?
I'm curious how your rogue problem solving went in Seven Valleys.
Fine. According to my speedometer, I ride my bike at an average of 10 miles per hour. Since 60 minutes are in an hour, that means I ride 10 miles per 60 minutes.
But to get your answer, you need your speed in minutes per mile.
I know! I'm getting there! 10 miles per 60 minutes also means 60 minutes per 10 miles. To calculate minutes per mile, I divided 60 by 10 and got 6.
Then, you multiplied 6 by the total distance traveled.
Exactly! 6 minutes per mile times a total distance of 1.2 miles equals...
Uh-huh.
This calculation was trickier. 6 times 1 is 6, that's easy. But 6 times 0.2... Oh, I remember how I did it. I moved the decimal once to the right to make the multiplication easier. For instance, if you make 0.2 into 2, the multiplication is as easy as 6 times 2, which equals 12.
But...
Since I moved the decimal once to the right before the operation, I need to move it once to the left after. So 12 becomes 1.2 minutes, plus the 6 minutes from before, for a grand total of 7.2 minutes. Can I go now?
Only after you convert the 0.2 minutes to seconds.
That's easy. There are 60 seconds in a minute, so we multiply 60 times 0.2, which is 60 times 2 after we move the decimal once to the right. 60 times 2 equals 120 seconds. Then we move the decimal back left one spot and get 12 seconds, for a grand total of 7 minutes and 12 seconds. Boom! See, I told you.
You forgot about stoplights.
Stoplights?
There are 4 stoplights on your route to the grocery store. Each red light is 2 minutes long. If, on average, you hit 50% of the red lights, how many minutes would that add to your trip?
50% equals 1/2. 1/2 of 4 stoplights is 2 stoplights, times 2 minutes per red light equals 4 additional minutes. Plus the 7 minutes and 12 seconds from before equals 11 minutes and 12 seconds. That doesn't matter. I'll take the back way, which has no stoplights.
Is the back way the same distance as the original route?
No, it's 1.5 miles.
Great. Now, I suppose you want me to calculate how long that would take.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we know my average speed is 6 minutes per mile, so 6 times 1.5 miles equals 9 minutes. Look at that, the back way is faster. I think I'll go now.
I'll gladly take you in my car if you don't want to ride your bike.
Is it faster?
I'm not sure. In the car, our average speed will be 15 miles per hour.
Converting miles per hour to miles per minute, we would take 1 hour or 60 minutes and divide it by 15 miles, which equals 4.
If we take the back way, that's 4 minutes per mile times 1.5 miles. 4 times 1 is 4, plus 4 times 0.5, which is a 2, for a total of 6 minutes. That's 3 minutes faster than riding my bike.
What are we waiting for?
Hi! This might sound weird, but do you have any ice cream?
Yes, we have ice cream.
Phew. Thanks.
That's funny.
What's funny?
It's funny that a kid likes ice cream so much.
Why is that funny?
I don't know. It's just that it's an acquired taste.
Acquired taste?
Where is it? Where's the ice cream? There's usually an entire section. It's like they hid it. Aha! There you are, glorious frozen treat. Ice cream. I can't believe it. I did it. I saved ice cream. How much?
It's $4.50.
Here you go. Do you have a spoon?
You're gonna eat it here? Right out of the container?
You betcha. You have no idea how long I've been waiting for this. Here we go. Yuck! It's sour. It's ice sour cream.
Yeah. Did you think they made sweet ice cream?
Yeah. Bouncing around space-time trying to do just that.
Max!
Sorry, Aunt Em.
Sidebar outside. It seems in your haste on your rogue problem-solving mission, you forgot the stoplights.
No.
The trolls must have gone back to 1851 and sabotaged Jacob Fussell's ice cream shipment.
How are they always one step ahead?
Or one step behind in this case.
Conklin must still think he can trade ice cream for information. Otherwise, he would have given up.
Max, what are you doing?
Going back to Seven Valleys, Pennsylvania to make sure Jacob Fussell's ice cream shipment reaches Baltimore unsoured.
Your desire to save ice cream is as strong as Conklin's desire to destroy it.
That's good, isn't it? We balance each other out.
Extreme desires lead to irrational decisions.
Whatever. I just need a scoop of Rocky Road. I'll even take plain vanilla at this point. Are we cleared to go?
Yes, but watch out for stoplights.
Got it.
Uh-huh.
I'll check in later.
Okay, let's go.
You sent us back to the top of a moving train?
The train is following Jacob Fussell's ice cream shipment.
Aunt Em was right. Extreme desires do lead to irrational decisions. Why are we slowing down?
There's a signal up ahead. It's red.
Look out for stoplights.
How long have we been stopped?
Approaching 5 minutes.
Sheesh! Fussell said his ice cream would stay frozen for 2.5 hours packed in ice. The trip from Seven Valleys to Baltimore is 70 miles at an average of 35 miles per hour. That gave us half an hour to spare before the ice cream melted.
But you didn't consider the possibility of train delays. A half hour is 30 minutes, which means if the train was signaled to stop 6 or more times, the ice cream would melt. Easy pickings for the trolls.
But if all the ice cream melted, why was it sour in the present?
Good question. Maybe the trolls could have delayed the train until the cream fermented into sour cream? but that would take at least 8 hours.
Okay, how do you know that? But also, 8 hours? How many 5-minute stops would that be?
Well, there are 60 minutes in an hour. So 60 minutes times 8 hours.
6 times 8 is 48. Then you add back the zero. 480 minutes.
To find the number of 5-minute stops, we divide 480 minutes by 5 minutes. That's 96 stops.
Whoa, how did you calculate that so fast?
I used a trick for dividing numbers by 5. You simply multiply the number by 2, then move the decimal once to the left, using 480, for example. You multiply by 2, which equals 960, which is the same as saying 960.0. And then just move the decimal to the left one spot.
That gives you 96. Does this trick work for any number when you divide it by 5?
Yep.
Good to know. But also, 96 stops. That's a lot of stops.
I know. I don't think the trolls would stop the train that many times, or for one time that long.
I wonder if the trolls had a trick to sour the ice cream faster, since they couldn't stop the train for 8 hours.
A trick. That's it.
It is?
To make sour cream, you can let the cream sit out to ferment naturally, or you can add lactic acid bacteria to speed up the process.
Again, how do you know this? Look, dairy inspectors, they're boarding the train.
This could only mean one thing.
Trolls! Boy, is it cold in here.
What did you expect? We're in a boxcar packed with ice. What are you? Don't open that!
Can't I have one bite of sweet, unsour ice cream?
No, we have to focus. Here they come. Hide.
Will you look at that? A boxcar full of ice cream. Disgusting.
Honklin, how did he get here?
He must have figured out the clues I left at San Diego Zoo.
You're eating ice cream?
Yeah. There's an entire boxcar of it.
Careful with the lactic acid culture. We only have one vial.
Trying to save ice cream for everyone, not one scoop for ourselves.
Oh, hello, Max and Molly.
Uh-oh.
It was clever of you to help Jacob Fossil. Too bad trolls can read history books, too.
You won't get away with this, Conklin.
But I already have, thanks to a simple drip drop of lactic acid.
No!
Ah! You splattered me with ice cream!
And you broke your only vial of lactic acid bacteria.
Nice quick thinking, Max.
I'm melting! I'm melting!
Speaking of melting, so is the ice cream. We gotta get this shipment to Baltimore. Fast!
All aboard the Baltimore Express. All signals green.
Aunt Murgatroyd!
I told you I'd check in.
But how are we going to get to Baltimore in time? The train only goes 35 miles an hour, and the ice cream is almost melted.
Well, if the train engine were fermenting cream, let's just say I added some lactic acid bacteria to speed it up.
Huh?
I turbocharged the engine.
Awesome!
Hold on to your ice cream.
This episode of Mysteries About True Histories was written by Dan Gold and voiced by Dexter Danger Mayo, Molly Smith, Sheila Morris, Mike Praviti, and Adam Tex Davis. Original music by Brian Suarez. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. The executive producers are Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Kolber from Atomic Entertainment, and Jed Baker and Agaranish A. Palmer from Starglow Media. Mysteries About True Histories is a Starglow Media and Atomic Entertainment production. Grown-ups, looking for ad-free audio fun for the whole family? Subscribe to Starglow Plus on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. Learn more at starglowmedia.com/subscribe. Catch you on the next Mysteries About True Histories.